You're with Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes past seven. Well, the horse trading and the haggling for key posts got underway in earnest in Brussels yesterday. Outgoing Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, she wants another 5 years in the top job. And while Taoiseach Simon Harris and others talked of a consensus emerging, no deal was concluded. The discussions are now likely to move into next week when leaders meet again. The Taoiseach also indicated that the Irish government will also shortly confirm who it hopes will be the country's next EU commissioner. Our reporter Diane Connor is in Brussels. And Diane, a number of big jobs up for grabs. Among them, we have the Council, the Commission President and the role of the Foreign Policy Chief. They dined, they talked. We hear they found consensus, but we haven't a deal yet. So what's going on?
Well, no official deal was done last night, but in saying that, it was never expected to be done. The talks had been billed as informal. It was the first meeting of the leaders since the election, so really it was a chance to take stock, as it were, and to discuss those top jobs and get an indication of where they were in advance of the summit next week, in the hopes of announcing the nominees at that summit on the 27th and 28th. They spent a lot of time talking. There were a lot of smaller groups, and a main negotiating team with the representative from each of the parties were huddled off in one space while others discussed the jobs in the other groups. And then they all came together for a dinner shortly before 9 o'clock, which went on actually to just before midnight. And what I'm hearing is that a package is broadly there but won't be agreed on officially and signed off on until next week. And when I say package, just as you said there, it's the names for those top jobs, which would be Ursula von der Leyen for Commission President. And the other names that have been mentioned are former Socialist MP Antonio Costa for Council President, and then Maltese Roberta Metsola for European Parliament President was actually decided by legislator, and the job of High Representative, which is the EU Foreign Policy Chief, will go to Estonia's PM Kaja Kallas.
Ursula von der Leyen and her EPP bloc, they would have liked, even if not a deal signed off, they would like to have it probably nailed down last night. But has she reason to be confident?
She does, because the general consensus is that she will get that nomination. She needed 15 out of the 27 leaders to support her. 13 of the leaders are actually members of her European Parliament People's EPP group. So she'd be confident of getting their votes. And then France and Germany have also spoken out in support of her also. So she would be confident she would get that nod next week. And no other name has been mentioned. There doesn't seem to be anybody else in the ring for that. Even the Taoiseach Simon Harris said that on his way in. But then she faces that once that nomination it goes through next week, as is expected, she then has to be approved by the European Parliament. Now, there are 720 MEPs who will vote. She needs a majority, which is 50% plus one extra vote. 190 seats are from her own party. So then she's trying to court other parties for support. She, in 2019, she secured the job by just 9 votes. Her support may be wavering a little bit. She has lost the support of a few individual MEPs who would have voted for her the last time round. Her visit to Tel Aviv after the Hamas attacks on October the 7th gained some criticism for her, and also her courtship of the Italian Prime Minister, who is far right. That hasn't really garnered her some support in some circles.
Diane, looking to Ireland's main interest, who is going to be the next Irish commissioner to the EU? When is an announcement expected?
Well, we're told shortly, and Taoiseach Simon Harris was asked about that as he arrived here yesterday evening, and he said the Irish government will make a decision shortly. It's up to Fianna Fáil to put a candidate forward. Lots of names, well, actually one main name, Michael McGrath, being mentioned, Barry Andrew's name also in the mix there. We should know shortly. And then it is then trying to get a good commissioner portfolio. I've been hearing here that they're trying to push for an economic one. So hopefully the next few days we will get that name, because obviously it's important for the name to be known in order for as you said, that the horse trading and all this talk and negotiations that's going on here at the moment.
They're back next week.
They are. So the next summit is being held on the 27th and the 28th of June here, and it's hoped that the names, the nominees for those four top jobs, will be announced at that point. So yeah, a lot of talking over the next week.
A lot of talking and tick-tacking to go on. Diane Connor in Brussels, thank you very much. It's 16 minutes past seven.